WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Blind Pilot, Julia Jacklin, and Zuzu. Today's reissue song is from Genesis off their classic Duke release. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Middle Kids and decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune into V-Form Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from The Rebel Light. The Rebel Light is a lively indie pop four-piece out of the Los Angeles area. The band describes their music as, quote, hazy, retro-sounding Southern California indie, unquote. They formed almost three years ago, and they have scored a record deal with Dualtone, which launched the band's debut EP, 100 Summer Days, on August 5th. The EP is 5 songs long, and they are pure California ear candy, light, airy, with a pop sensibility. The song I have for you this morning is the EP's lead-off track. It's called Strangers. New music from The Rebel Light here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Saturday Night Duets here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and Saturday Night Duets, it's actually spelled S-A-T period N-I-T Duets. They're an innovative alt-rock band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I just read a review on the guys, and I liked what they had wrote on it, or what the review said on it, so I thought I'd share it with you. Saturday Night Duets makes rock music that evokes the spirit and candor of Midwest's greatest outsiders. Imagine the heroism of Guided by Voices thrown against the self-reproach of the violent femmes, and you're halfway there. The boys have been around for a couple of years now, honing their sound and self-releasing their debut album, Electric Manland. That came out 2013. Obviously, the kids have a sense of humor in the reference to the Jimi Hendrix Electric Ladyland release. Anyway, these guys just recently signed to Father Daughter Records, which will be releasing their debut album called Air Guitar on September 16th. The song I just feature is called Saint Yuppie. It's the album's pre-release single. Changing musical direction with something from Miss Tess. Miss Test and her band play some tight American roots music. She moves easily through genres, shifting from a swinging dose of blues to country into, well, good time rock and roll. I was given a heads up on Miss Test from Mike Cobb. Mike is a New York City resident frontman for a band called The Crevulators, which I like, and he does freelance writing and reviews. I'm pleased that he told me about Miss Test and her new album called Baby We All Know. This is the second track that I feature from the album. This one is called I Can't Help Myself. I bet you they'd be great to see live. Check it out. Miss Tess, new music from her on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Can't help. happen again. One of these days I'm gonna figure it out. You gotta help me.
That was the latest material from Lucia Fontani here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. This is the second song I featured from Ms. Fontani. She's a guitar singing, hard rock and indie artist from Scotland. It's kind of like a neo-grunge, as I was described to her a couple weeks ago. Her new EP is Lose My Mind, and last week, well, I played the title track, and this week's sample is Best Boy.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Next up is a grooving little tune from a band called Courtship. And Courtship, with a period at the end, I see a lot more punctuation these days, I think since Fun started doing it. Courtship is a duo made up of Eli Hirsch and Micah Gordon. The pair met while playing backup for another artist in the Los Angeles area music scene. Within 3 weeks of them meeting doing this backup gig, they started to work on their own project. The two come from very disparate backgrounds. Eli grew up in Portland, Oregon, playing indie rock. With indie rock bands, rather, since he was like 13 years old. Micah grew up near the beach in Los Angeles and is a trained jazz pianist, but somehow it worked. Inspired by artists like Management, MGMT, Passion Pit, and Stevie Wonder, these two wrote and produced this title track in Micah's bedroom. And I love stories like that. They do it all by themselves in their own little room and a computer. The song I have for you is the band's debut single. It's already number 10 on the most popular artist on Hype Machine. The song is Stop for Nothing. New music from Courtship here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Middle Kids right after the latest here from Blind Pilot.
I stop.
New music from Blind Pilot here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Blind Pilot is a pleasant-sounding duo out of Portland, Oregon. These boys nicely blend neo-folk and pop, and they've done it on their third full-length album, And Then Like Lions. It's been 5 years since their previous release, which I first featured back in 2011. At that time, the boys were still unsigned. However, that has all changed. They recently penned a deal with ATO Records, which gives them a lot more heft in marketing and distribution. The song I just aired there is called Packed Powder. It's the album's selected single. All right, it's time for our feature called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Middle Kids. So, Middle Kids, they are a mixed-gendered indie alt-rock trio out of Sydney, Australia. I really like these guys. I first found them in June of this year with their Dynamite debut single, Edge of Town. I liked it so much that I posted a video of that song at my website, which is tksmusic.com, if you want to take a look at that. I looked over my notes from the previous airing, and this morning is prepping for the show, and I wrote, I'm really hoping for more from these guys real soon. Oh, I got my wish, and it's a wonderful addition to their really new catalog. This just-released track is called Your Love. So this is Middle Kids. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah, they call my name, and I walk a little further.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Middle Kids with Edge of Town, which was released in June of this year as a standalone single. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I'm getting ready to post it. I've been working on it as the show goes on here. It'll be at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also check out the videos that I have on there. And also some free downloads are there as well. The price is right. But check it out at tksmusic.com. All right, keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Genesis. The album that has been re-released is Duke. This release was significant for the band. It was the first LP the band put out sans Peter Gabriel. The new formation, a trio now, Phil Collins right out front, and the other two guys, can't remember them, Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks, I think it is. And, well, I tell you, Phil made the most of it. The disc had some great tunes on it, like Behind the Lines, Misunderstanding, and this one, Turn It On Again. So this is Genesis with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. From Radio Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is new stuff from Hoops. And Hoops are an alt-pop quartet from Bloomington, Indiana. They recently signed to Fat Possum Records, which is how I found them. I follow Fat Possum on SoundCloud, by the way. The boys are getting ready to release their second record and their label debut record, self-titled debut, as a matter of fact, on August 26th. They're also out on tour, and they have a stop here in the Boston area October 9th at Great Scott. Track I picked for you for air was Going Strong. Next on the playlist is a new tune from Zuzu, and it's easily my favorite of the week. It was one of those tunes that I knew immediately that I liked it, and I had to repost it, which is what I do. I repost music at SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Anyway, so Zuzu is an upbeat post-punk songstress from Liverpool, England. And I wasn't able to glean a great deal of information from her on her social media accounts. I did read an article, however, on how Zuzu started garnering attention after she was invited to open for Courtney Barnett, which is a big deal. So, all I really have for you is her debut single. It's called Get Off. Check off. Check out new music from Zuzu here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Do you?
New music from Melt here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. Melt is a Charlotte, North Carolina-based jangly guitar dream pop band founded by Phil Pucci and supported by David Scanlon and Alex Smith. The song you just sampled, God Damn the Night, was originally self-released by Melt back in 2014 as the title track to their second EP. So for 2006, Melt has teamed up with Croquet Records to release their record label debut full-length album, Repossession Blues. It comes out on September 14th. One interesting point I wanted to share with you, and it's about the record label. So Croquet Records is North Carolina's first 501c3 nonprofit record label and musician incubator, which I think is just fantastic. I wanted to give them a shout out. Let's keep things going here with a tune from Julia Jacklin. She's a neo-folk indie, sometimes edgy alt-country songstress. She's from the Blue Mountains region of New South Wales in Australia, but now makes Sydney her base of operations. She's getting ready to release her debut full-length album, Don't Let the Kids Win, on October 7th. I was able to get my hands on the album's second pre-release single. This is called Coming of Age. New music from Julia Jacklin here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Mating Ritual. This is Mating Ritual is really just a stage name for Ryan Marshall Lahan. He's a singer-songwriter that makes his base of operations in the Los Angeles area. And I was reading on a SoundCloud page that he categorizes his music as alt rock. However, with the release of this latest single, Look the Other Way, to me, it clearly hits in the pop spectrum. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it seems very poppy to me. I like pop. Anyway, this tune has been released as a standalone single. It came out on August 19th. Of course, I invite you to stay tuned to hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.